This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 21st. I'm Paul Plack. The International Association of Machinists failed to get a majority in a strike vote against Cessna this past weekend, so the company's last contract offer goes into effect by default. The IAM has been rebuffed in its bid to represent simulator technicians at Delta Airlines. The election was held last week, and the National Mediation Board reports that write-ins got more votes than the IAM. USA Today is reporting that Russian Technologies, which controls Moscow's investment in aircraft for 12 regional airlines, has a deal to buy 50 new Boeing next-generation 737s. Boeing has a new DARPA contract to develop a solar-powered UAV with an endurance of 5 years. Aero News is looking for help, including someone who can do audio podcasts like this one. See details on the website. The National Air Transportation Association is holding what it calls its FBO Success Seminar in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, October 5th through the 7th, with a focus on staying profitable on fuel sales. The U.S. Army Golden Knights 8-way competition team brought home gold from the 2010 U.S. National Skydiving Competition at Skydive Chicago. NASA has announced the awarding of contracts to 4 commercial vendors for as many as 70 low-Earth orbit missions, with a total value of up to $15 billion over 10 years. The Astronaut Scholarship Foundation's 2010 Fall Astronaut Experiences and Memorabilia Semi-Annual Auction is underway now through Saturday. To say this auction includes many one-of-a-kind items would be a wild understatement. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the start of what I think you'll find to be an interesting two-part conversation I had with retired Air Force Colonel Richard Graham. Rich logged 756 hours in the SR-71 Blackbird. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.